Holy Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, I have an excitement and an anticipation. I have a joy of the Lord that is my strength this morning. I know who my Redeemer is, and my Redeemer lives. You have given me so much, Jesus. You've given us so much to be grateful for this morning. And Holy Spirit, I know you're going to do something significant in us and through us. And so, Father, we open up our hearts this morning. God, if there is any callousness, if there's any offense, if there's a wall, if there's a barrier between us and you this morning, tear down the walls in Jesus' name, God. May there be no distraction, no deterrent from your word, God. Your word is alive and it's active and it's true and it's worthy to be uplifted this morning, and it is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. And so, God, this Christmas we ask that you would do what only you could do. Have your way in this service. Anoint your word, anoint my lips, and anoint your people this morning. In Jesus' name. Somebody said it. Amen. Amen. Who's ready for God's word this morning? I love you, church. Jubilee and I want to wish you Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being with us this morning. I want to first and foremost say you truly are the most favorite people on the planet to Jubilee and I. We absolutely love each and every one of you, and I hope that you feel loved and welcomed in the house of our God this morning. This is the Lord's house. This is the house of Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is lifted high. Who came to lift up the name of Jesus this morning? Praise Him. We love you. What a privilege and an honor it is to serve as your pastor. I'm here to declare the people at Life Church are world changers. Come on, somebody. The people of Life Church have an anointing of heaven on our lives. There is an anointing in us and through us. Amen? I promise you, I am not blowing smoke this morning when I say there is something special about this place, and that testimony proves it. There is something special about this place. God is about to do more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine in Life Church in McDonough in 2022. Who's ready for it? I'm ready for a new year. I'm ready for God to do something special. As your pastor this morning, I have a holy responsibility to encourage your heart. I know every week I come for the encouragement of the Lord. I want God to encourage me, lift me up, give me strength, give me wind in my sails to keep pressing forward. But I'm also here this morning to challenge you to your core. Oh, get ready. God sent me with a challenging word. Jesus, will you give me an anointing this morning? Give me an anointing this morning to challenge your people today. I am a messenger of hope, but I'm also commissioned by God to call you higher. It's time to step up. It's time to grow. It's time to grow in the anointing this morning. I'm called to call you even higher, even if you don't ask for it. That's the challenge that I face every week, is I have to encourage you, inspire you, but prod you if you don't want to move, because God wants you to grow. God wants you to go higher. I'm called to get up in your business. It is my business to get in your business this morning. Are y'all okay with that? I'm just preparing you. It's time for God's word, and God's word is alive. It's sharper. It penetrates to our very core this morning. If I'm doing my job right, I'm going to lead you deeper. If I'm doing my job right, some of these messages that I share week to week, they're going to build you up, don't get me wrong, but some are going to stretch you. Some are going to push you. Some are going to get you out of your comfort zone. And sometimes we need to be picked up by the grace of God. I know that from week to week, there are weeks where I need the grace of God to lift me up out of the muck and out of the mire. But there are times when we need to get up, get out, and do something. Come on, somebody. We got to do something with our faith. I love how Aunt Jeanette prophetically spoke over us. Mary had to get to work once Jesus came. I love that because it's right in line with the message. There are times where we need to get up and do something with the grace God has given us, church. The grace of God is an extravagant and a free gift. Don't get me wrong. This morning has nothing to do with works, because it is a free gift that God has given us. But what we do with that gift matters, church. The grace of God is freely given for all. It is God's will that none should perish. And He loved the world so much that He gave. It's a free gift. But Romans also teaches us clearly that it is only by the blood of Jesus we are saved through grace, through our faith. That is good news this morning. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus this morning. Religion and striving cannot save us, church. That's the foundation I need to set this morning. Religion and a checklist of do's and don'ts can't save you. It is the grace of God that was poured out through Calvary's cross that saves you and I, church. That is it. We cannot do more to earn the love of God. Somebody needs that this morning. But the love of God should compel you and I to want to do more simply because He loves us and we love Him. And that love should compel us to move. That love should compel us to push forward towards the mark. That love should make us press in and be excited for what God is doing. The entirety of God's word communicates that we are to be holy as God is holy. We are to be set apart, church. We are to be different. We are in this world, but we are not of this world, is what Scripture says. We are aliens, foreigners in a foreign land. Scripture calls us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Come on, somebody. I wonder if there's somebody in the house that wants to give them your all this morning. That's what I want to do. But if we're honest with ourselves, I think all of us could admit that we still have some room for improvement when it comes to giving God all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our soul. All of us could grow in that. As your pastor this morning, I have one last shot in 2021. This is my final opportunity of the year to speak the truth and love into your spirit and to spur you on to greater things in the Lord. And I'm here this morning to call us higher. So I hope you came ready for more than just a simple Christmas message. That's not on the agenda this morning. I'm grateful that Christmas came and it went. The stress is over. The presents have been unwrapped. And now it's time to get to business. Y'all ready? Y'all okay with that? I don't know about you, but when I come to church week after week, I don't want to leave the same way that I came. Yes. I don't want to leave the same way that I came. I came to fall more madly in love with Jesus this morning. Yes. I came to grow deeper in my walk with Him. I don't know about you, but I can't do this without His power and without His presence evident in my life. I need more of His presence. I need more of His love. I need more of His anointing in my life. I came to be transformed, church, by the renewing of my mind through God's holy word. I don't know if that's why you came up, but I came to church this morning to grow in wisdom and stature. I came to be built up and edified in my faith because of His word. I don't want to be the same as I was last week. Come on, somebody, help me preach this morning. I want a fresh anointing on my life. I want a fresh anointing. I want to be in a church that is on fire for Jesus in this community. I want to be a people that are willing to do anything to see a fresh move of God in our church and in our community. I hope I'm clearly communicating this morning. I'm not satisfied with yesterday's anointing. I'm not satisfied with what God did yesterday. I want to see God do something today. I want to see God do something in our future. I'm not satisfied with yesterday's miracle. I need a new miracle today. I want a fresh revelation, a fresh impartation, a fresh encounter with the power and the presence of God this morning. And I know He wants it even more than we do. I wonder this morning if there's anybody in the house of God this morning that's with me. Who else wants more of heaven this morning? If you would, just ask Him for more right now in this moment. I came for a fresh impartation. Because God's word is holy, church. Come on, somebody. I said God's word is holy. It's inspired. It is infallible. It is immutable. It is life-changing. It is the living, breathing word of God. And that means God's word calls me to change. Then by God, I'm going to change. Because that's what He's called me to. God sent me this morning to ask an important question, church. It's vital as we move from one season into the next, and I hope it provokes you. And I know as soon as I ask this question, I believe that the Holy Spirit will begin to illuminate the areas of our lives in all of us, from front to back, from left to right. This question should provoke us, and the Holy Spirit's going to illuminate what we need to change. And the question is this: what are you willing to do to experience real breakthrough in 2022? What are you willing to do? What am I willing to do? What are you willing to do to really see your prayers answered, to see God do what only God can do? What are you willing to do to experience real breakthrough in 2022? Another way to ask this question is, how badly do you want a move of God in your life? It's a personal, it's intrusive. I know, I'm getting in your business real quick. That's intrusive. How bad do you want it, church? How bad do you want a fresh move of the Holy Spirit? How badly do you want breakthrough in your finances? How badly, how desperate are you for the loved ones that you have been praying for a long time to come to the saving knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ? How bad do you want revival in your family situation? What are you willing to do to experience a healing touch from heaven? What are you willing to do? What do you think it's going to take to see revival break out in our church and in our community and all across South Atlanta? What is it going to take, church, as we move out of one year into the next? If there are things you're not willing to do, or things in your life that are hard, they're difficult, God, I'll change this, but don't touch that. If there's areas like that in your life, then the next question you need to ask yourself, and as your pastor, I'm asking you this morning, if there's areas that are untouchable that you don't want God to mess with, the question is why? Why? Why would you and I not willingly choose God's best? Why would we willingly say with stubbornness in our heart, you know what, I'm good where I'm at. I'm okay. I've experienced enough. I'm seasoned enough. I'm mature enough. I've experienced enough of the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you why. Why is that the case? Because my Bible says even our Lord and Savior continually grew in wisdom and in stature. We are days away from a new year. I'm excited. Praise God, we made it to the finish line of 2021. Who is excited for a fresh start? I am ready for a new year. And as we close one chapter and we move on to the next, please see church and hear your pastor this morning. We have an opportunity to grow in front of us. We have an opportunity to take things to the next level in our walk with the Lord. 2021 is about to end, and we're about to have a fresh start. It's a clean slate. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to say, you know what? I wasn't doing some things in 2021, but now I'm going to do it in 2022. I'm going to start doing some of the things God's called me to. A fresh start comes with a fresh challenge. Yeah. It comes with a fresh challenge. This is the end of the year, and this is the word that the Holy Spirit continued to impress on my heart for the direction of our great church. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, and I'll share some context really quickly. Jesus was teaching and preaching, and his miracle-working ministry was in full swing, and he wasn't just building an ideology. I need to say that again as you're hearing the word of God in just a moment. Jesus wasn't just building an ideal. He was not just trying to get people to buy into a philosophy. He wasn't just gathering a crowd to gather a crowd. His message wasn't just a feel-good message, church. It wasn't just something to get everybody stirred up and then walk out and go and be the same. He wasn't building a religious system by any means. This is what Jesus was doing. He was healing blind eyes. Come on, somebody. The deaf were able to hear. The crippled were able to walk. Those with sickness and disease were cleansed and made whole by his anointing. Even the dead were being brought back to life under the anointing. Those that were possessed and oppressed by demonic forces were being set free by the supernatural power and anointing that Jesus walked in. And this morning, God sent me to say that that same power is available to us, church. In fact, when he commissioned the early church, his first disciples, he said, go and do likewise. Go and set the captives free. There's an anointing that you can flow in. And here's the context of the scripture that God called me to read this morning. Jesus was with Peter, James, and John, and they had just had a meeting with Moses and Elijah. And if you didn't know, they were not in the land of the living. Moses and Elijah had gone on to heaven. And this was the transfiguration of Jesus. And God the Father spoke over Jesus from heaven and proclaimed, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. And then God the Father said, do what he says. Listen to him. And right after this incredible experience, Jesus, Peter, James, and John, they came down from the mountain, and a commotion was taking place with the other disciples because a man had been brought by his father, and this man was demon-possessed, and his son was suffering, and the disciples, in hopes, the man brought his son to the disciples in hopes that they would be able to release him from the captivity of this demonic oppression. And this is what happens. Jesus walks up to this disgruntled crowd, and the father of the boy says to Jesus in Matthew 17, starting in verse 15, he says, Lord, have mercy on my son. Have mercy, God. In other words, I need you. I can't do this without you, God. Will you help me, Jesus? He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire and into the water. He's saying, God, this demon is trying to kill him. It's trying to destroy his life. And the man says a very sobering statement, I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. It's a sobering verse. And I'm here this morning to say, may that never be what the world around us experiences at Life Church. May we be a people of God that flows in the anointing of heaven, that when people bring their issue, people bring their problem, even the demonic forces that are in this world, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. God has given us authority. May that not be the people of Life Church. And Jesus immediately takes authority and he rebukes the evil spirit and he casts this evil spirit out of the young man. And the disciples ask Jesus a very pertinent question. The answer is what I believe God would direct us to do together as a congregation as we start this new year. In verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus in private and said, why couldn't we drive this demon out, Lord? Jesus replied, because you have so little faith. Here is what you need to believe. I tell you truly, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it'll move. I wonder if somebody's got a mountain in this room this morning. If you just believe, God can help you move that mountain. Nothing will be impossible for you who believe. That's the context of what Jesus is about to instruct his disciples and what he's instructing us this morning. It says, Jesus said to answer their question, this kind come only by prayer and fasting. This kind can only come through prayer and through fasting. Church, God sent me this morning to challenge every person that calls Life Church their community, their church home. He called me to say this. Fasting is a spiritual discipline that should be emphasized in the life of every Christ follower. It should be emphasized in all of us from top to bottom. It's not just the pastoral staff. It's not just the deacons and the elders of the church that need to be. It is everyone that follows Christ should have the spiritual discipline of fasting a part of their everyday life. Jesus said with no apologies, this kind come only by prayer and through fasting. So pray with me as we get into this word this morning. God, will you give me a fresh hunger? Give me a fresh hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus. I want more of you, Jesus. I want to be hungry and thirsty for more of you, Jesus. You said those that are hungry will be filled, and we want to be hungry for more. God, we want more than anything to please you this year. We want more than anything to be all that you've called us to be. We want breakthrough, and we are willing to do anything you ask us to do to see your kingdom come and your will be done. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on, somebody, just love on your Savior this morning. We love you, Lord. Anoint your word and soften our hearts as you challenge us this morning. Challenge us and stretch us, grow us. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Amen. See, as we move from one season of life to the next and we start a new year with a clean slate, it's important to give God the glory for all that he's done. 2021 has been difficult, but it's been a good year. I'm grateful for all that God has done. But can I be frank with you this morning? Is it okay if I just be straightforward for a second? I'm going to be transparent with you. This church still exists because of the power of prayer. The only reason this church is still standing and still functioning and still thriving is because there are people who understand the discipline of prayer and fasting. It's the only reason the doors are still open at this congregation. The breakthrough we have experienced in 2021 has come by prayer and fasting, church. It's come through prayer and fasting. The changes that God has made in you and in your life and in your family, it has come by prayer and fasting. Come on, somebody. There's not a day that goes by that we don't bathe this church in prayer. There's not a day that goes by. I cry out to heaven on your behalf every single day for your families, for your children, for your needs. I know that I know that I know that I know that there is power in prayers. There's power in our prayer. There are so many leaders that love this community enough to join with us as a staff to pray for revival and lift up the needs of this community to Jesus. That's why we exist. That's why the favor of God's on our life. And I dare to say the most important thing we do as a church is pray. The most important thing. Because without the power of prayer, it doesn't work. After careful study of God's word for many, many years, as a minister, I think it would be safe to say that the only way we will ever see a significant God-sized breakthrough in our church is, or in our families, or in this community, or in this world for that matter, is if we humble ourselves and pray. That's the only way we're going to see the revival that's in our hearts. Jesus said from his own mouth, these kinds of breakthroughs only come through prayer and through fasting. See, there have been plenty of challenges in 2021, and I'm excited for a new year, and I'm believing the best is yet to come. I speak that over your life. I speak that over my household, over my family. The best is yet to come in Jesus' name. But I think it's important for us to recognize God has been good to us in 2021. He has been faithful. He has been gracious. He's loved us well. He's been our ever-present help in time of need. Is it okay if I testify just for a few moments? I'm excited. Can we take a moment to thank him for all he's done, church? He's been good to us. He's been better to me than I deserve. Thank you, God. Praise God. He saw us through month after month, strand after strand of COVID-19, and we have made it through another stage in this ongoing global pandemic. We have made it through because we're praying through, church. We've made it through because we're praying through. And if that doesn't make you want to shout, thank you, Jesus, your wood just might be wet this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is faithful. And I'm here this morning to declare one more time, he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. We will see through this pandemic in Jesus' name. We've seen God intervene over and over again on our behalf when we've humbled ourselves. And we prayed. Those that have been sick in our congregation have been healed because the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. People who have been in hospitals, praise God, have recovered in the name of Jesus. Strongholds have been broken through the power of prayer over and over again in 2021. I'm here to testify. This time last year, our church had no local business license. We, in 70 years, have existed, never took the steps to be considered a local business in Henry County. And God helped us get our official business license, and I believe God is setting us up to better influence our community because of that alignment with our community, with the county. We are going to be set up for success in 2022 because of that. Praise God. This time last year, I am so proud to say that we had no school on our campus, but we prayed and we fasted, and it was impressed on my heart. And I remember vividly telling Jubilee, I believe God wants us to have a school on our campus. And my wife said, you know what? No way, Jose. She said, I'm not doing that again, because we've done it before and it's hard work. But praise God, softened her heart and helped me be an influence. But I'm excited that now every day there's life on our campus, and I'm proud to testify that we love our partnership with Heritage Montessori School. I'm here excited to shout that their leaders are both godly and like-minded people who love Jesus and want to make a difference in our community. There are incredible kids and amazing young people being developed right here on our campus every day, because we've got a partnership with the school. That's good news this morning. We've partnered with their nonprofit called Helping Kids, Helping Community, to do blanket drives, and we've fed the homeless and disenfranchised community in Atlanta. Major projects have been completed to develop and improve our campus in 2021. This is good news. I'm excited. Our worship ministry has went from mono to stereo. Hallelujah. It sounds so good. New equipment and software has improved the sound quality and the production value of our worship ministry. And God is blessing us with more musicians, more vocalists. And Pastor AJ has the ability, she's real close to having the ability to have multiple teams to lead us in worship. That is amazing. That is huge for a church our size, because God is moving in us and through us. Can I tell you that we have prayed and we have fasted, and the resources have come to make these improvements because we prayed and we fasted. Live stream media ministries and podcasts of our sermon content. This is incredible, church. It continues to grow in influence. We're now averaging 2,200 downloads a week from our sermon content both here in the United States and in Europe. And this is not an evangelistic exaggeration, church. I don't blow smoke. I shoot straight as your pastor. We are averaging over 2,200 downloads a week because the message and the gospel of Jesus is being put forth by our church. I don't believe in padding stats. Our live stream ministry has a few hundred viewers locally every week that are helping our shut-ins be able to stay connected, and those that are unable to join us physically to still be a part of what God's doing at our church. That's good news this morning. We started an after-school program that taught financial literacy to our students, and that program's going to start back in February, and God is going to do incredible things. We're anticipating and praying and fasting that a grant is going to come through that's going to help us reach more in our community and resource our ministries to help more people in Henry County in 2022 because of this after-school program. Will you pray and fast with us that God does that and opens the right doors? We prayed and fasted and asked God to help us to raise $14,000 to help end human trafficking through Speed the Light and Free International. And God is now currently using every penny to set captives free, church. That's good news this morning. We are changing the world. We're making a difference. We're calling this world to Jesus. Depending on what is given today in our final offering of the year, we're so close, church, to breaking $50,000 given to world missions and local U.S. missions efforts. That is a great year for this church. It's especially in the midst of a pandemic. We're so close. I'm excited to share that the civil engineering phase of our Family Life Center is almost complete, and when it's finalized, we will officially start a capital campaign to build a beautiful 18,000 square foot facility on our campus, because we continue to run out of space throughout the week with all God is doing. And these are the kinds of breakthroughs, church, that I'm here to declare only come by prayer and fasting. In this past year, this is so exciting to me. We have added over 50 new official members to our church roster. Praise God for the new families that are joining our church. This comes only through prayer and fasting. In one calendar year, over 30 individuals took their next step in faith to be baptized and make a public declaration that Jesus is Lord of their life. This comes only by prayer and through fasting, church. At every worship experience that I've been a part of, someone has given their heart to the Lord or rededicated their life to Jesus or had some form of major breakthrough because of the love of God for their heart. And I'm so glad to be a part of this life-changing type of moment. But these types of things only come by prayer and through fasting. Last but not least, I know that it's not just all rainbows and butterflies. This morning, we have mourned together. We have supported one another through loss. Loved ones have passed and gone on to heaven. Prayer groups and meal trains and text message devotionals have been common in the culture of our community. Yes. To reach out with love and compassion to say, you don't have to do this on your own. We're walking with you and we're for you. Throughout the week, and our church is more relationally connected than ever. And if you're not relationally connected, it's probably of your own doing because you've chosen to be apart. But I'm telling you, church, this type of community comes only through prayer and fasting. And I know God is going to do big things in 2022. I'm saying that again because somebody should shout. I know God is going to do big things in 2022. We're just getting started because life happens here and life comes through prayer and fasting. It comes by prayer. I quoted this verse last week and I believe it's still true for this house in 2022. Haggai 2 verse 9 says, the future glory of this house will be greater than the former. Better days are ahead if we will humble ourselves and pray. Church, I pray often the prayer of Jabez over our homes, that over our church, over every family, over every business that is represented here at our congregation. I pray God would enlarge our territories, broaden our horizons, make dreams come true. I pray that God would establish the work of his hands and may his favor rest on us. That's what I need in my life. I don't know about you, but I want the favor of God to rest on my life. I want him to establish the work of my hands. I pray for promotion when I call out your names in prayer. I go through the directory and I call your name specifically and I speak promotion over your life. I pray for angel armies to be dispatched to safeguard and protect our families. Come on, somebody. I pray for a fresh anointing to fall on our children, that they would fall madly in love with Jesus at an early age and follow our Lord all the days of their life. If you need any of those things this morning, and lift up your hands all across this room. If that's something you've been praying for, you need God to intervene. Make a way where there seems to be no way in this holy moment. Say, bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. I need it. And as we leave 2021 and enter into 2022, I need to clearly state, this is something the Lord pressed on my heart as your pastor. The entire body of Christ needs to be called to prayer and fasting. The entire body of Christ needs to be called. If only the pastor and the board of directors and the staff of this church are praying and fasting, can I tell you, we're in trouble. If it's just me and a select handful of leaders, we're in trouble because God wants to do so much more than what he can do through only me. He wants the whole body to be prepared. Let me say that again with hopes it will sink in. And I pray you hear these words reverberate in your ears all week long. If only the pastor and the board of directors and the staff of this church are praying and fasting, then guys, we're in trouble. We're going to experience a moment just like his disciples did, where someone's going to bring something to our table to do the supernatural and to believe God for big things, and we're going to fall short. We're in latter days, church. We're in the end times. I believe we are living in the last days. The kingdom of God is at hand. And the day is coming soon when Christ is going to crack open the eastern skies and return for his church. We are living in this last day. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon. And I say, Lord, come quickly. Come on, somebody. I said, Jesus is coming. All pain is going to be washed away. The destructive nature of sin is going to be wiped from the planet. Everything's going to be restored. And I believe he wants to use you and I. The reason he has tarried is because he's waiting for a church to rise up with faith, to pray and to fast and lead the congregation of the holy, called, anointed people of God, to lead one last revival, one last move of the Holy Spirit across this nation and across the planet so that none should perish. He wants to use us. Church, I'm calling us to pray. And I want to be a part of that revival when it comes. I'm believing healthy things grow, and I believe with all my heart we're about to grow as a church because we continue to get healthier and healthier. We're in a great financial situation. I declare in the name of Jesus that we're going to grow in our anointing. This is not just about numbers. This is not just about accolades or goals. I'm praying that God would grow us in our anointing. I'm praying, I declare in the name of Jesus that when people walk on this campus, it will be so saturated with the presence and the power of God that when they step foot on our campus, they'll sense and feel the undeniable, tangible love of our great God because there's an anointing that it rests on us. Church, I'm calling us to prayer and fasting because I believe with all my heart we need to grow in influence. We need to grow in power. I don't want to be the disciples who couldn't. I don't want to be that type of disciple. I don't want to be a church that can't. That's sobering. When I have a problem or I have an obstacle or a spiritual stronghold that comes my way, I want to be prayed up and ready, church. I want to be ready to walk in the anointing and the authority God has given me. We are going to grow in numbers as more and more get added and saved through the ministries of Life Church here in McDonough. I believe that with all my heart because healthy people attract healthy people and we're getting better together, church. Every week we get better. And I'm excited for the future, and I'm ready to walk into this future that God has for us. But I have a conviction as your pastor to say the future we are about to walk into will be determined by our dedication to Jesus, to pray and to fast. The future that we're going to walk into, 2022, will be determined by our dedication to pray and fast. I hope we can all look back on 2021 and see how God has been so good to us. And I hope that we're reminded that God is good and he'll still be good and his goodness endures. And I hope it inspires you and I to fast and pray. But look at what Paul articulated in Philippians chapter 3. I think it relates. Philippians 3, starting in verse 7, Paul said this. He said, whatever were gains to me, I consider now loss for the sake of Christ. The good things that happened in 2021, it's done. I consider it loss. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost everything. I consider it garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on this basis of faith. What Paul was articulating is that nothing comes close to being in close relationship with Jesus. Nothing's more fulfilling. Nothing's more rewarding. Nothing is more life-giving than being close to everything else is lost. Nothing else is worth it other than being with Jesus. In other words, Paul was saying no promotion at work is better than your walk with Jesus. Paul was saying this, I love pastries, and as soon as you start talking about a Daniel fast in the beginning of the year, I love me some pastries, and I love me, church. I am the man that says if you're not eating meat, you're not really eating. I believe that with my heart. It's true. I love that, but nothing tastes sweeter than being full of the presence of God. Nothing is better. No accomplishment in this community is better than being in right relationship with our Creator God. No building is better than being a church that humbles themselves and fasts and prays. Yeah. Nothing is more important. What Paul was trying to communicate is that the fullest bank account on the planet is garbage in comparison to the riches we have in Jesus. Our prayer life is the best thing we could ever cultivate, church. It's the best thing we could ever do in 2022. Falling deeply in love with Jesus, cultivating a real prayer relationship with your Lord and Savior is the best thing you could ever cultivate. Paul was saying, literally, to live as Christ, to die as gain. If I get taken out, praise God, I'm going straight to heaven. It's worth it. He keeps going in verse 10, and he says, I want to know Christ. I hope this inspires you this morning. I want to know him. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this. He's saying, I haven't arrived. I am the apostle of apostles. I am the missionary of all missionaries. But not that I have arrived to obtain this, nor have I reached my goal. But I press hold. I press on to take hold of that which Christ took hold for me and of me. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, I forget what is behind and I strain forward for what is ahead. And I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. We are loving that God did great things, but it's time to forget the past and move forward. Press towards the mark. There is a tenacity in Paul's voice that should inspire us this morning. It should grow us. I believe there should be a healthy balance between resting in the unmerited favor of the grace of God, but there should also be a tension with growing and striving to experience more of Jesus every day, because Paul, who was the greatest missionary of all time, one of the holiest men on the face of the planet, said, I have not yet arrived. And if Paul said, I haven't arrived, then praise God, I haven't. It's been obvious to us over the past 2 years that many people who came and found their home here at Life Church need to rest. It's been obvious to us. Our church has attracted many church hurt people. I don't know if you know what that means, but there have been wounded people that have walked into our doors that have experienced spiritual abuse and needed a place to heal and recover and rest and sit in the grace of God for a season, and that's okay. And I'm so glad God has used us to be a blessing and a healing place for so many like that. It's not a healthy person that needs a doctor, is what Jesus said. I'm glad that this church is a hospital for broken people, and I pray that it continues to be that. If you've been on the sidelines because you've been fighting your way through some of the darkest days of your life, I came to preach Paul's powerful words over you this morning. It's time to forget what is behind. It's time to forget the dark days. It's time to forget the pain of the past. And it's time to start pressing towards what's ahead. Forget the brokenness. Forget the regret. Forget the shame. Somebody needs this morning. Forget the guilt. Forget the pain. And together, let's strain forward to what's ahead of us in Jesus' name. There is a prize for you and I to win that is in front of us. And I believe with all my heart, now is the time to get after what God has called us to do as a church. This type of breakthrough only comes by prayer and through fasting. I want to invite the band to come as I close. I'm calling us as a church to a season of prayer and fasting, and I want us to start on January 2nd, a week from today. I want us to really search, pray, ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? And I want us to be healthy. I want us to be careful. If you have a medical situation that prevents you from fasting food, you can fast something else. If you like to watch basketball and, like my son, maybe he needs to fast some Golden State Warriors. I don't know. Some of the youth need to fast some Fortnite because they're on it way too much. Personally, what I will ask us to do as a church is to be sure and do something that gets you out of your comfort zone. something that you will feel. I'm going to feel the Daniel fast, which is simply no meat, no wheat, and no sweet. I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to eat like a rabbit, and it's going to hurt. But I want to move, God.
Yes.
I want to see God move in my house. I'm calling us on January 2nd to start a campus-wide fast, because God's word is clear to us that faith-filled effort both honors God and gets God's attention. Faith-filled effort both honors God and gets God's attention. I've got a couple things to help you see why that is true. I don't know about you, but I want God's attention in 2022. I want his attention. So I want to do something to get his attention. The woman with the issue of blood got God's attention when she pushed her way through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. She got his attention. Blind Bartimaeus got God's attention when he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He said, shouted it over and over until he got God's attention. The paralytic was healed after his four friends busted a hole through the roof to lower him to the feet of Jesus. And you better believe that faith-filled effort both honored God and got Jesus' attention. And he said, "Your faith has now made you well." A little girl named Talitha was raised from the dead once the spiritual climate and atmosphere was corrected in the room. Jesus kicked all the mourners and the musicians and the people playing flutes that were all so, "Woe is me, Talitha's dead." Jesus said, "Get out of the room, and Peter, James, and John, come with me." And he laid hands on her, and she was resurrected from the dead, because he still is the resurrection and he still is the life. Peter's mother-in-law was healed because they were unashamed to ask Jesus to heal her. "Jesus, I'm your new disciple, but there's one thing before we leave. I need you, because her mom is with fever and I think it's going to kill her if you don't intervene." Jesus healed because effort gets God's attention. Jesus spit in a blind man's eyes and had him go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man went home seeing, because the man did something with what Jesus had instructed him to do. I could go on and on and on with the evidence after evidence in God's word that faith-filled effort both honors God and gets God's attention, church. Now is not the time to grow weary in doing good. Now is not the time to grow faint. Now is not the time to give in and give up. That's a word for somebody. Now is the time to press in and move forward into the new year. I hope this encourages your heart this morning. I want to invite you to stand with me all across this room, if you would. I know this is, Pastor, that's a different Christmas message, I know. It's no secret that yesterday was Christmas. We celebrated with the people we love most. We gave gifts and we received gifts to celebrate the gift that we've been given in Jesus. I'm so grateful for Jesus. I prayed hard about, "God, how do I convince? How do I influence our people? How do I inspire our church to follow me as I follow Christ into a season of prayer and fasting?" Because I recognize, man, it is not a fun subject. It's scary. I don't know if I can do that. The enemy starts those mind games immediately. Man, I can't. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes.
Those things come into your mind immediately. And I prayed hard about how to convince you. And the best analogy I can think of is directly related to Christmas and giving. Julie and I intentionally tried to put all of our effort and focus onto our kids this Christmas. We didn't create lists for one another. In fact, we said very early on in the present buying process, we said, "You know what? We're not getting anything for each other." But here's the deal, church. We're about to celebrate 19 years of marriage in March. And the reason we're going to still celebrate 19 years of marriage in March is because you better believe your pastor didn't show up on Christmas giftless. You better believe that I had some gifts to give to my wife, because it was not going to be okay to be empty-handed. That would not be an expression of love. I knew, here's the deal, I knew that her favorite slippers were all but destroyed because she wore them all the time. And it wasn't very long ago that she finally helped us out as a family by getting rid of them because they were nasty. She wore them every night. And I knew she let them go. She loved those slippers. I knew that Jubilee loves to read, and she loves to read, and she loves to read, and she reads some more after she reads. She reads so often and so much that it strains her eyes, and I knew that there was a season that she loved listening to books on Audible because it reads to you, praise God. And she loved that, but we sacrificially said, you know what, Bam and Back's coming. That's a monthly expense we don't really need. So let's put that on the back burner. Let's cut that expense so that we can give more for the kingdom of God. So that we can change more lives. And I know that she sacrificially said, you know what, I don't need that anymore. And I love that she's so selfless. I love that about her. And I think she keeps getting more and more, hear me this morning, church, because my wife continues to be more drop dead gorgeous. Hallelujah. I love her. I knew she wanted some new facial cream that's supposed to help with wrinkles, but guys, I don't see any wrinkles. I just see beauty irradiating from her face. I don't understand where she gets this concept that she is getting older, because she's only getting more beautiful. But if you come to our house this week, if you visit us, I'm confident you'll see my wife wearing her new slippers with Praise God memory foam. They are comfy, cozy, and feel good to those tootsies. I'm confident that if you come to our house at the right time, my wife is going to be listening to a new book that she just downloaded on her Audible account that I got her for Christmas. And I'm confident that her face will have a new glow this week because she's wearing some cream that tightens whatever wrinkles don't really exist. Because I got her the cream she wanted, church. Why did I do that? Why am I sharing this? Why? I'm not just being silly. I'm here this morning to say that I love my wife. And I love my wife so much that I want to do more for her. I want to do more. And it's natural. It comes out of the overflow of my heart for her to do more. And a call to prayer and fasting should not be a turnoff to a church that truly loves Jesus. It should not be a turnoff to a godly believer, a disciple of the one true God. We should love God so much that we want to do more, not less, as we start this new year. We should love Him so much. God, You've forgiven me of so much. Yes. You've given me so much favor. You've given me so many breakthroughs that I don't even deserve. And out of the overflow of my love for You, I want to do something special. I love Jesus so much. That even though I love to eat, even though I love bread and I love meat, I love His presence more than anything. In 2 Samuel, this is how I'm closing, I promise. King David was instructed to make a sacrifice to the Lord because he made a mistake, and God, through the prophet, called him to make a sacrifice on the threshing field. And I love one of the servants in his kingdom said, David, here's my field, you can have it. Here's my ox, you can slaughter them. Make your sacrifice with my treasure, with my goods, my home is yours, King David. And I love what David said in 2 Samuel 24. It said, the king replied, no, I insist on paying you for it, because I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God that which costs me nothing. I won't do it if it doesn't cost me something. I'm not going to put on a show or a performance. It's got to mean something in the depths of who I am. And I'm here this morning. I want to offer a relationship. I don't want to offer a relationship to God in 2022 that costs me nothing. I want to be intentional with the Lord just like I'm intentional with my wife. I want to do what He calls me to do to honor Him in ways that He calls me to honor Him. And Jesus made it so clear that certain types of breakthrough only come through sacrificial prayer and fasting. So with every head bowed all across this room, Jesus, I thank You. thank you for your word. Thank you for your holy conviction that's setting in to your church. I know you want to do great and mighty things in us and through us. I know you're calling us higher and calling us deeper and more madly in love with you, Jesus. And that's our prayer this morning. We don't want to sacrifice something that doesn't cost us. We don't want to do something without really meaning it, without really loving you. So this morning, as we bow our hearts and our heads in prayer, God, we say, reveal to us what you're calling us to start a corporate fast next week. For 21 days, we're going to consecrate ourselves. We're going to pray. We're going to seek your face. We're going to be in your word more than we've ever been. We're going to start 2022 off with prayer and with fasting, because we want to see breakthrough.